This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. senators passed a bipartisan debt limit deal Thursday night, approved overwhelmingly by the House of Representatives. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer spoke with reporters following the vote.
This demanded a bipartisan solution. We knew we'd need to come together for a solution like the one that passed tonight. And so I'm happy to stand here passing this critical legislation to support our families, preserve vital programs, and most importantly, avoid catastrophic default.
The U.S. had been on track to run out of cash in 4 days. The bipartisan legislation now goes to President Joe Biden for his signature. The legislation does not set a new monetary cap, but the borrowing authority would extend to January 2nd of 2025, 2 months past next year's presidential election. With warring sides failing to abide by a ceasefire, the White House announced sanctions in Sudan. AP correspondent Mike Hippen reports.
The White House says it will levy sanctions against people who it says are, quote, perpetrating the violence in Sudan. The U.S. is imposing visa restrictions on officials from the warring Sudanese armed forces and the rapid support forces, along with leaders from the former Omar al-Bashir regime. On May 4th, President Biden issued an executive order that expanded U.S. authority to respond to the violence and help in the conflict. The U.S. is urging Sudan's warring sides to return to ceasefire talks and make a concerted effort to abide by a lasting truce after peace efforts collapsed yet again. Mike Hemp in Washington.
And violence erupted in Senegal's capital, Dakar, on Thursday after court sentenced firebrand opposition leader Ousmane Sonko to 2 years jail for corrupting youth, a move that dims his hopes of contesting next year's presidential election. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News.